the end of last week's parsha, we read about the Jews leaving Mitzrayim, and we have every expectation of them immediately setting off towards the Har Elokim, that Moshe said they were leaving Mitzrayim in order to worship Hashem on, and the continuation of Jewish history. Surprisingly, we find one more encounter with the Egyptians. Here it's going to be at Yam Suf. And the obvious question is, why was all this necessary? One could conceivably suggest that it was necessary because the Egyptians chased after the Jews and Hashem had to save them. But if you look carefully at the Pesukim, you see that not only is that statement incorrect, it's the opposite of correct. Because the Egyptians did not want to pursue the Jewish people. Hashem lured them into pursuing the Jewish people. Hashem told Moshe to lead the Jews in a circle in a way that it would seem like they were lost and confused, so that the Egyptians would chase after them. And the obvious question is, why? The Pesukim say that Hashem did this so that the Yadu Mitzrayim Ki Ani Hashem, I'm going to harden his heart, cause them to run after the Jews, and show them that I'm God. Had he not showed that to them through the Makot in Egypt? Would this show them more than what they had learned through what had happened in Egypt? In fact, if you look at the very first pasuk in the Parsha, we're told that when they left Mitzrayim, Hashem did not take them derech Eretz Plishtim, even though it was closer, even though it was more direct. Ki amar Elokim pen yinachem ha'am berotam milchama v'shavu Mitzrayimah. Hashem did not take them the direct route because he was afraid that they might, when they see war, regret having left Mitzrayim and want to go back there. The obvious question is, isn't that exactly what happened in the route that Hashem did take them on? They saw Milchama with the Egyptians and wanted to go back to Mitzrayim. I think the answer is obvious. Hashem did not want them to see Milchama with the Plishtim and want to go back to Mitzrayim. But He did want them to face the Egyptians again, even if that would lead them to want to go back to Mitzrayim, because He had an important lesson to teach them. And so the question is, what was the education, what was the purpose, what was Hashem trying to teach both the Egyptians and the Jews at Yam Suf? I think there are many answers to this question, and they're all aspects of this idea. I want to focus this week on one. Hashem says that He's going to strengthen Paro's heart. And what that means consistently is that a person has their own natural feeling, and Hashem gives strength to hold that feeling and move based upon that feeling. What was the feeling that was the basis of Paro chasing the Jewish people? It makes no sense. You've already seen that God is going to protect them. Why put yourself through what's going to happen if you chase after them? The Torah says, Pasuk Hey, Vayugad leMelech Mitzrayim ki barach ha'am. It was told to Melech Mitzrayim that the people had fled. Vayehafech levav Paro v'yavadav el ha'am. Not just Paro, by the way. The heart of Paro flipped, turned over, he and his people regarding the Jewish people. Vayomru, Mazot asinu kishilachnu et Yisrael me'avdenu. And they said, what have we done sending the Jews out of our service? What's going on here? I think the explanation is that the Egyptians believed that the Jewish people were meant to be their slaves. That was what was supposed to happen. The Makot beat them into submission, till eventually they, without having a choice, sent the Jews out. But in the deep recesses of their hearts, they felt that this was what was supposed to be. This is what was meant to be. And it took a small basis for thinking that maybe the Jews were lost and confused. It took a small basis for them to revert back to that initial thought. Or in other words, even when we change our minds about things, we don't always change our mind completely. The things we used to believe remain part of our psyche. And interestingly, the Torah uses the same words to describe what the Jewish people were feeling when they saw the Egyptians bearing down on them. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayomru al Moshe, Hamebli ein kfarim b'mitzrayim lekachtanu lamut b'midbar, where there are not enough graves in Egypt that you took us to die in the desert. Mazot asita lanu lehotzianu b'mitzrayim. The Egyptians say, Mazot asinu kishilachnu et Yisrael me'avdenu, and the Jews are presented in a very parallel way. Mazot asita lanu lehotzianu b'mitzrayim. The Jews had also begun to see themselves as the slaves of the Egyptians. And at a certain point, not all of them, according to Chazal, only 20%, were able to separate themselves from that and see themselves as a people who should be free as serving Hashem. But now, a small justification for seeing it otherwise is a basis for them flipping back, reverting back to their old feelings. And this is obviously a very important point, very important lesson for us about any commitments, any goals, any changing of our own minds that we have for our own futures. It's not enough to want something new. It's essential that we stick to that. That we not allow things around us to cause us to revert back. That we learn lessons from what happens to us about how to do it better tomorrow. From our failures, from our mistakes, wherever they are. We don't make the same mistake of thinking we should go back down that same route. We shouldn't chase after the Jews after we've seen that God is going to forcibly remove them. We shouldn't think of going back to Egypt. We shouldn't think that we can do well on the internet and not make mistakes without a filter. We shouldn't think that we're going to get up for Minyan early in the morning if we go to sleep late. We shouldn't think we're going to become Talmidei Chachamim without being Kovei Itim and treating those times very seriously. We should learn from our mistakes, make up our minds to do things differently, and make up our minds for real, so that Hashem can strengthen us with our new intentions without there being anything to distract us. Shabbat Shalom.